He's not that tall. Average, really. But there isn't enough room in here for a six-year-old child, let alone a man of young but indeterminate age like himself. Sweat starts to appear at his temples. London was freezing when they left it, but the temperature in the cabins shoots right up and right down every 20 minutes. He takes his jumper off again and folds his arms tightly over his ribs, jiggles his knees. 2.5 hours into the flight, nearly 10 hours to go. Why are the fucking tropics so many fucking miles away? A couple of weeks ago, with his friend Richard, Daniel went round to Richard's mate's place, just for a visit. The North London flat had an unholy smell, like someone had vomited in a coma a month before, and then someone else had pissed on it, and then someone else had sealed all the windows and turned the heating up. Richard's friend was reading the paper at a rickety table. The only other furniture in the room was a couple of chairs and a beanbag. The friend was dressed in a spotless linen suit. He exuded aftershave and good health, and his tan was a deep solarium orange.